We're going to continue today's conference call. We're pleased to have Ohio head coach Frank Solich join us. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you for your time, and obviously a thrilling 45-38 win over Kent State on Saturday. And after getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about performance by your Bobcats.
Yeah, it was really, as you stated there, an exciting game, maybe a little too much for coaches, but it ended up being a game where both teams scored a ton of points. The offenses were highlighted by both teams. I think Kent State obviously is a very good football team, and they had a lot going for themselves coming into this game. At that point in time, being ranked number one in the MAC East, even though we're just a few games into the conference race, but I thought the coach and coaching staff did a great job of preparing them, just watching game films of them previous to our game, and you could tell that you're going to be faced with a very, very good football team. So it was hard fought. I was pleased with our team in terms of certainly what we got done offensively. Special teams was showed itself well for most of the game. We did get a turnover, so didn't give one up. So we won the turnover ratio 1-0, but we're always after being a 2+ in the turnover ratio. So we really didn't get that done. Got a couple of sacks, which were important, and so we got to where we were playing with our third running back in DeMontre Tuckle. Both LaShawn and Julian were out. DeMontre did a good job, and obviously Nathan Rourke has been special in our program from the moment he got here, but just had a great game throwing and passing the ball. We had to play some young kids at backers because of injuries. T. Thompson, Jeremiah Wood, they both did an excellent job, and so we're where we're at. We're now going to Ball State, and again, excellent football team, and they're they're rolling right now, and they have the capability of winning games from both the offense, defense, and special teams. Part of it. So they're a complete football team, physical, good size, good strength, excellent quarterback play. So they've got all the tangibles to be really good, and they are. So it'll be a challenge for us to go there and get it done.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Solich and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You touched upon Ball State a little bit, but obviously this is a great test for your Bobcats going on the road in a crossover game with Ball State. Talk about using the win against Kent State as kind of a chance to really springboard and make a move in the MAC East.
Yeah, we're back in the not the forefront necessarily, but we're back in the running. We're back in the contest and. to try to get some of our goals accomplished. And so this will be another important game. It just seems like every single one, certainly in the MAC, are extremely, extremely important. We went on the road against Buffalo, played well. We're going to have that kind of effort, that kind of execution, because I know that they're going to play well and execute well, and they got a lot riding on things right now. And so we'll be, finding ourselves in the middle of a hornet's nest. And so we're just going to have to be ready to react and play the kind of game that's going to allow us to make some plays and be at that in that game at the end and find a way to win it.
it's the heart of the league season. It's late October. This is where you need your playmakers to make plays, and that's exactly what Nathan did. Talk about his leadership for your football program.
Yeah, he's just having an excellent season. Excuse me. I'm sorry about this. He's having an excellent season, but in particular, this was a great game for him, both running and throwing. And I thought our receivers stepped up and played very well, too. We had two of them not at full speed that were playing, but we had several receivers who made big plays in the game. And, you know, we knew that we're a team that's capable of doing that with the kind of receivers that we have and the quarterback we have. And so it was important to show that a little bit and get that done at the level we got it done at, because you just can't be one-dimensional against a team like Ball State or Kent and feel like you're going to win the ball game. So we're working on both phases of the game very, very hard right now.
Well, Frank, we appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Ball State. Congratulations on your win on Saturday. We want to wish you the best of luck this Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Frank. Again, for Frank Solich and his Ohio Bobcats, coming off a 45-38 win over Kent State in the contest against quarterback Nathan Rourke. Career high, 342 yards passing with two passing touchdowns, and ran for two more scores as well. For Ohio, they will be at Ball State this coming Saturday, October 26th at 2 p.m. Eastern. That game available on ESPN+.